Well, one of the people who in recent years has been bringing out a lot of inside information about the attack on the USS Liberty is an individual that is not very well known outside the circles of those who are familiar with what happened to the USS Liberty. He's an American intelligence operative, former U.S. naval officer named Richard Thompson. Richard Thompson is well known to the survivors of the USS Liberty. He's well known to the BBC and to BBC journalist Peter Hounam, who, and that name is spelled H-O-U-N-A-M, maybe pronounced Hounam, but in any case, Mr. Hounam wrote the book Operation Cyanide, which is relating to the attack on the USS Liberty, and he was also responsible for the video by the BBC, Dead in the Water. Well, Richard Thompson was one of the prime movers behind both the book and the video in a very quiet way. And Mr. Thompson just spoke at the USS Liberty Survivors Gathering here in Washington, D.C., or actually was in suburban Washington, out in Virginia. And as you know, Mark Glenn traveled all the way from Idaho to here to be at the USS Liberty Survivors Gathering, the reunion, a 40th reunion at the invitation of the survivors and the specific invitation of Richard Thompson. Because Richard Thompson had planned to give Mark Glenn to publish in American Free Press many of the names and the details involving the collaboration between members of the U.S. government and the government of Israel and its military involved in setting up the USS Liberty. Mark had been in touch with them, but of course it wasn't until they formally met here in D.C. They more or less shook hands and things were set in motion. As you know, Mark came on the program. Those of you who are regular listeners know that Mark Glenn was here on the program on Friday night, and I was honored to welcome aboard with him as three additional very special guests. Gary Brummett, who is the president of the USS Liberty Veterans Association, Bill Turney, the former president, and Rick Ametti, another one of the survivors. Well, it was a good meeting. And on Sunday, I got together with Mark Glenn after that meeting was over, and Mark and I had a chance to sit down here in Washington and talk about things. Got to bring Mark around to the American Free Press office for the first time ever. And oddly enough, just about the time while Mark and I were kicking back at the American Free Press office, something had happened that Mark only just found out about, either this morning or late last night. And that is the fact that Richard Thompson died in an auto accident, what appears to be a single car auto accident, on his way home to Florida, driving alone. Mr. Thompson is 76 years old. Perhaps he had a heart attack and died. Perhaps that heart attack came just because he had an exciting weekend and his heart finally gave out. But Mark commented just today after bringing us the news that Richard Thompson, although he was 76 years old, was a man who seemed much, much younger and appeared to be in very, very good health. And in fact, he was the primary source for much of the information in the book Operation Cyanide, although, as I recall, he was not named by name in the book. And he's also the individual who helped direct the producers of the video, Dead in the Water, to the real story behind the story of the USS Liberty. He's dead. Now, if he did, in fact, die of a heart attack, that doesn't mean it was natural causes, because, as we know, heart attacks can be induced. There hasn't been an autopsy yet. But the bottom line, folks, is that this death is certainly a shocker. And it is bound, one, to raise questions as to whether or not it really was an accident. We can imagine all sorts of different ways that someone can be victimized in a car accident. So, you know, it's now in the hands of the authorities. And, of course, then we have to turn around and say, can we trust the authorities? The accident happened in South Carolina. I don't know the specifics of where it happened or under whose jurisdiction it happened, but again, that's one of the things that will have to be looked at. But the fact is, this is a real shocker. I could sit here and tell you, yes, he was murdered. Well, I don't know that he was murdered. No one, unless the people who did it. If he was murdered, the people who did it know he was murdered. And, you know, maybe the authorities now have some idea. Maybe they have an idea that it was that this accident was deliberately caused by someone else. Again, I don't know, and I'm not going to pretend to know anything, and I guarantee you Mark Glenn feels the same way, because probably the last he knew about it was the last I knew about it just here in Washington today. There was apparently no other car involved, so it's not a situation where maybe somebody else just happened to bump into him, and we're not going to be able to investigate somebody else and find out if they were forced to commit a crime or something like that. I don't know, folks. But it just seems awfully damned coincidental to me that just as Richard Thompson was about to start bringing out the details, the hard details and the names of people based upon his own knowledge and based upon his subsequent investigation, first provided information by many other people, we can't help but wonder if, in fact, this guy wasn't murdered, because we do know that there's a lot of people who do have a vested interest in covering up the final word, the final judgment, dare I use that turn of phrase, regarding USS Liberty. We know the Israelis did it deliberately. And the evidence indicates there were people in the U.S. government who knew that it was going to happen and helped make it happen. And then, of course, the ultimate goal was to sink the USS Liberty, kill all the guys on board, and then blame it on the Egyptians, and that would be the opportunity for an early version of what we now today call the War on Terror. It was basically a plot to do Israel's bidding and take over the Middle East on behalf of Israel. That's what the core of the attack on the USS Liberty was all about. But what happened was the USS Liberty didn't sink, and those brave sailors kept that ship afloat, and a lot of them survived. And they're still here today. You know, those guys have told everything they can tell. We know their story. But Richard Thompson had the inside scoop on the dirty details in this thing called Operation Cyanide. And he has now taken the primary bulk of his knowledge, which he kept in his head, to the grave with him. And, you know, this is, this is one of those very, very scary things, because it is a reminder that we are dealing with some pretty cruel, treacherous, murderous people. These were people who were willing to spark a nuclear war in the Middle East, a nuclear attack on the Egyptians, the hated Arabs, carried out by the United States on behalf of Israel. So, and they were willing to kill some Americans in the process to do it. And now, would they not be prepared to kill a 76-year-old man? You know, as I say, we don't know. We don't know. We probably will never know what really happened. But we do know that it did happen. And as I say, it's awfully damned coincidental.